Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Christy Pierce Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, three-time gold medalist, and two-time World Cup champion. I'm mom to two teenage girls and a dog mom, too. All four of them need lots of stuff, and we always need it fast. And that's why we use Amazon Prime. When our favorite leash broke, I went right to Prime, and with one click, I ordered it again. Not to mention all the great streaming shows I watch with family. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh. Downy the rinse straight.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes 100% of odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network, and I'm JR. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, live on Peachtree Street. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Everybody getting ready to enjoy their weekend or make money over the weekend. Whatever it is you're getting ready to do or you're doing right now, thank you for listening. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. It's a four-hour show. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can listen on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've already been hanging out for an hour. Where the hell have you been? We already talked some NFL football. We already talked some Olympics. We talked the Dallas Cowboys. I was asked about my favorite teams heading into the season. It's like, hey, name your top eight teams. I'm like, man, I do a top six every Wednesday. Be patient. Well, you don't got to be patient because I'm going to talk more football and more Olympics. Yeah, we got Team USA basketball tomorrow. Damn it, we had breakdancing in the Olympics today. I'll get into that in a bit. What a day, what a day, what a day, and what a weekend it will be. You want to communicate with me? It's simple, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If you use the internet, I'm there. I'm on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. I am not hard to find at all. Let's see what else happens in NFL preseason action. We got started last night with two teams. Had the Patriots beating the Panthers 17-3. By the time the Panthers landed back in the Carolinas, the damn plane slid off of the runway. Thank God nobody got hurt. What a catastrophe that would have been. And then you know what? While they were still playing football up in New England, Drake May made his NFL debut in the preseason, right? Not a big deal. But he made his debut. He threw three passes for like 19 yards. Nothing. It was pouring rain up there. Nothing. But Joe Milton out of Tennessee, used to play at Michigan, can do all the backflips and all this other stuff like Anthony Richardson. People love Joe Milton. He only threw six passes, completed four of them, had 54 yards, a touchdown, rushed for another 22. People are looking at Joe Milton going, wait a minute, why does this guy look better than Drake May? Matter of fact, Gerard Mayo, the head coach of the Patriots, who also made his debut last night, He says, yeah, he's looking good. He's looking better than we thought.
Honestly, I need to go back and watch the film. The easy answer would be Joe. You know, Joe went out there and it's been a long, I don't think we've ever seen a quarterback here run around as much as he did and still was able to get the ball down the field. He's one of those guys, so it was Joe.
Yeah, Tom Brady didn't do all that much running. No. And then the other guy, the guy after Tom Brady, Cam Newton, let's just say that was a you-know-what show. There was nothing pretty about that. Yeah, let's hear from Joe Milton. Hey, Joe, how did you feel about your first preseason experience?
I had a lot of fun, man. It's a blessing. You know, a lot of people from where I'm from, you know, they dream of being in this situation. So just to go out there and cherish it all, it means a lot to me. Me and my family, and obviously my teammates.
Okay, all right. That man he ain't going to play too much this year. Y'all know that, right? It's going to take quite a few injuries. Drake May's going to get his chance eventually. And how about this? We got a couple of games that are getting ready to kick off in the next, like, 30 minutes. Got Atlanta and Miami. Atlanta's not playing most of his starters. No Kirk Cousins, sorry. We got Houston at Pittsburgh. Justin Fields will be out there on the field. We got Philadelphia and Baltimore. And that's just tonight, folks, right? We got more action, more games taking place tomorrow. NFL preseason is here. You set up your whole life to watch these games, okay? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Mike is calling from Beantown, Boston. The place where Jason Tatum actually plays basketball. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. You're on the Infinity Sports Network.
JR, how you doing tonight?
I'm excellent. Let me ask you a question first. How do you feel about Jason Tatum not playing here in the Olympics?
I think he's kind of getting screwed. I don't understand how Kurz is saying, Tatum, you know, I'm going to have you sit on the bench for now two full games in the Olympics. You got to play everybody, especially Jason Tatum. Just won a championship. We know he's got the talent. Why just select him for the team if you're not going to play him? It makes no sense at all.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mike. I'll give my opinion shortly. What did you call me about? What's up?
All right. First, I got to give a shout out to Hickey and his peanut butter and jelly. I've actually had peanut butter and jelly just about every day for lunch for like the past 30 years. And I'm not kidding.
You?
Yes.
Hickey,
yes,
are you hold on, Mike? Hickey, are you and Mike related somehow? Like, what's going on here?
No, but I'm glad to know I got a fellow PB&J enthusiast on the line here. That's what I'm talking about.
So what happened? Somebody in your family packed the peanut butter and jelly when you were kids, and y'all taking that into adulthood? Is that what happened?
No, it just tastes good. I put peanut butter with strawberry preserves on pita bread, and it's just good
on pita bread. You eat your peanut butter and jelly sandwich on pita bread?
I cut it in half. I fill up the pocket, and it tastes awesome. If warmed up, it's even better.
All right, hold on. Mike, don't say anything. Hickey, are you using pita bread, or are you just a regular ass bread person? What are you using? White bread, wheat bread? What are you doing?
White bread, no. Whole wheat bread, and no strawberry preserve. Just grape jelly.
Why don't you try it on pita bread like Mike from Boston?
It's good. I like the bread I have. I don't need to deviate.
Hey, Mike, he thinks your bread is too fancy, man.
It's okay. Listen, it's simple. It's worked for 30 years. It's worth a try.
I got to tell both of y'all. And, Mike, I don't know you from a hole in the wall. I do know Ryan Hickey. But listening to both of y'all tell me about a peanut butter jelly sandwich on a Friday night makes me want to have a drink, okay? All right? I got a big-ass thing of water next to me. I want to dump out my water and put in some vodka. Well, enough of y'all peanut butter jelly sandwiches. For now, what else did you call me about, Mike?
All right. I'm talking about football. I think this year is the NFL's dream. This is Roger Goodell's dream.
He has a dream.
One. Okay. The parity. Besides the Chiefs, you could literally get any team, just about any team, from the NFC in the playoffs. And who knows who's going to go to Super Bowl. Yeah, we're throwing around all these names. The 49ers, yes, they're good, whatever. The Cowboys, what, you know, but it's wide open. Maybe 6 to 8 teams could end up in the NFC Championship.
We can kind of say that. Of course, in the AFC. And thank you so much, Mike. You ate your peanut butter today, too, right?
I did.
Okay. All right. What's for dinner?
For dinner, I think my daughter's picking up sushi on the way home.
Oh, man. I had sushi before I got here. Good for you. Enjoy, okay?
All right. Have a good one.
Well, thank you, Mike from Boston. Hey, Hickey, that guy's a sicko. Oh, man.
You know what? I'm a lot like you. I will never talk crap to somebody's face. As soon as they leave my vicinity, as soon as they hang up the phone, that's when I'll truly say how I feel.
He knows what I said. And I like him. I'm joking, but I'm just messing around. Because it's like you had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for dinner, and now you're having, he said sushi, right?
Sushi for dinner, yes.
Just put the sushi, next time put the sushi on your peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
God. Okay?
Just do that next time.
Sounds disgusting.
It does. Save yourself. I had sushi. Hickey, I had a turkey. For anyone who's interested, okay? Nobody cares. I'm going to tell you anyway, since we're talking about food. I had a turkey burger for lunch. How exciting, right? Exciting, Hickey? No, not exciting.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Woo. Wild,
very,
man.
Yeah, very exciting. And then on the way here into the studio, I had sushi. Exciting also as well. Exciting, exciting?
More exciting than the turkey. I mean, look, it's hard to not be more exciting than a turkey burger, I will say. So the bar is very low.
And when I get out of here in the studio, you know what I'll do? In solidarity between you and, his name, Mike? Mike from Boston?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to make me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, okay?
No, you're not.
I am.
You are one. There is no shot in your house you have peanut butter or jelly.
Why? Why not? I do.
I don't think so. I don't buy it.
Now, that's un-American. You have to.
You're just hating on it.
No, I'm not. I'm just, between the two of y'all, you're saying you eat it every day? That man said he's eaten it every day for 30 years.
That's right. Real man,
you
right there.
Man, there's a lot of things I like to eat. I don't want to eat anything every day. Come on, man. Every day?
So you'll have it once in a blue moon is what you're saying. You will have PB&J.
Yeah, I had one like 2-3 days ago. Yeah.
Okay.
It's good. It has a good protein. I also use the whole wheat. That's also good to get all the whole grains in there.
I don't mind
a little sugar from the jelly. So, yeah, I have one. But it's not a part of my daily, it's not my religion like you two guys.
What kind of peanut butter do you have at home?
I forgot. I think the one I told you is a Jif or Gif. I don't know.
Oh,
Jif.
Okay. All right. Well, Jif. We'll forget the pronunciation. Just say you were on the right side with Jif.
Hickey, I will get whatever they have in the supermarket, I'll get it. I don't know.
Whatever captures your eye?
There's only like 3 brands, right? Come on.
It's a burgeoning market. More and more are appearing. Oh,
man, if I'm going into Kroger or Publix or whatever the hell, I don't know whatever peanut butter, if you live in Colorado or it's Giant or whatever the hell you live or what, it's all the same. You got like 2 brands and then it's the store brand and then that's it. Like, there's a gourmet peanut butter place I don't know about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would say Justin's is maybe more of the higher end, fancier peanut butter.
I don't know Justin and I don't want his stinking ass peanut butter, okay? Save it. What do you do? They put that peanut butter probably on a cracker, right?
Definitely. Yeah, maybe some caviar on top, too.
Yeah. No, thanks. Anyway. Hey, thank you, Mike, for calling from Boston. And now, Hickey, for the next 2 weeks, I'm going to have people calling me up telling me what they eat. That's it.
That's what the show has devolved into.
Yeah. Listen, I know where. Well, let me not shout anything out, but I know where to get some booze around here. If I hear anything else about a PB&J, I'm going to toss my water and have me a drink. It's Friday. Not what I thought I'd be discussing. Anyway, it is Friday. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, I told you, peanut butter and jelly is American. You need some jelly and peanut butter and bread. You need it in your house. You need it. I know Joel Embiid has a lot of it in his house because Joel Embiid, he's an American. He's playing for the United States of America. And in 2028, he might be playing for Cameroon. I will explain on the other side of the break. Damn it, I might play. Hickey, what country should I go play for? Pick one. I don't know.
How about the Netherlands? I always like their color scheme.
The stuff to smoke is legal out there, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be Dutch. Why not? Yeah, I'll sign up for it. Joel Embiid will go back to Cameroon, and I'll go to the Netherlands. We'll talk about what the hell is going on with Embiid on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Christy Pierce-Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, three-time gold medalist, and two-time World Cup champion. I'm mom to two teenage girls and a dog mom, too. All four of them need lots of stuff, and we always need it fast. And that's why we use Amazon Prime. When our favorite leash broke, I went right to Prime, and with one click, I ordered it again. Not to mention all the great streaming shows I watch with family. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. People are telling me about what the hell they ate for lunch, what they'll have for dinner. I'm just like, okay, great. Good. Maybe somebody will just magically deliver food here to the studio. Maybe, possibly, unlikely. Anyway, we've talked about NFL preseason action. Talk more about the NFL. Joe Milton looking good last night up in New England. The Panthers, they're playing. Skidded off the runway by the time they got to the Carolinas this morning. Oh, the New York Giants, they beat the Lions 14-3. Drew Lock went down with a hip injury. What a way. At least it wasn't Daniel Jones. That's nice. We talked about the Dallas Cowboys always being a circus, a freak show, a joke. And Dak Prescott is dealing with sore ankles right now. Oh, of course. And then we talked about Kevin Durant, who is just, I don't know if he's miserable or sad or bored. He was on social media just going at fans today. Fans that he felt were rooting against Team USA to lose against Serbia, Americans. I guess Kevin Durant has nothing better to do in Paris right now. He did watch the women, Team USA women, they beat Australia, smacked them. They'll take on France in the final on Sunday. Anyway, Kevin Durant wasn't the only member of Team USA basketball to make some eye-raising comments following the victory. Joel Embiid also spoke to the media. And he had his best game of the Olympics because Joel Embiid, all 7'1" of him, went out there and scored 19 points. Helped the U.S. beat Serbia 95-91. Now, we know that there's a little bit of a, not a controversy, maybe if you're French, about Joel Embiid's status in the current Olympics. He was born in Cameroon, came to the United States at the age of 15, 16 years old. He is now 30 years old. He spent half his life in the United States of America, has played his entire adult life, his entire life in America playing basketball. And so when it came down to the Olympics, Joel Embiid could have played for Cameroon. He could have played for the United States of America, of which he is now a citizen. Or Joel Embiid, he lobbied the French, or maybe the French lobbied him, depending on who you ask. But he did write a letter to their prime minister, Macron, and he ultimately, he chose to play for the U.S. Joel Embiid told the French, no, thank you. after they granted him citizenship just so he could play basketball. And so naturally, there's a lot of fans in France who are not happy with Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid has been booed every time he's touched the ball, every time he's breathed. And after the time, well, after the victory yesterday, he was booed on the court. Joel Embiid was the last player off the court last night. And he decided to do the D-Generation X crotch chop. Yeah, he was telling the fans in France to, you know, you figure it out, okay? Anyway, he said he's looking forward to the game tomorrow. Joel Embiid said he is excited for the French crowd. He don't give a damn about them. Listen to this.
I think a lot of people wanted to be, you know, because of, you know, storyline and all that stuff. But to me, it's all about whatever, doing whatever it takes to win the goal. That's what I'm focused on. It's all about, you know, Team USA against France. So, no, but I know myself. I'm going to interact myself and I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to, you know, they're going to boo me. I'm going to go back at them and tell them to suck it. And so it's going to be fun.
Whoa. Hickey, what is he? Like, a teenage wrestling fan from 1999?
He loves the crotch chop.
He can get away with it at an Olympic play, right? Huh?
I guess you're right. Yeah.
You do that under Adam Silver's watch, you get a nice big old fine. Wow. I would think you'd have a little bit more respect and dignity on the international side of things. I guess not. Joel Embiid wants to tell the fans in France to suck it, quote unquote. What a guy. Anyway, yeah, they're going to be booing the hell out of him tomorrow. Hickey, am I bad? Am I a bad American? I feel like Kevin Durant. I have to ask people, am I bad, right? Is it bad or is it a bad guy? He's a bad guy?
Am I a bad person, maybe, was the noun?
Am I a bad person? Am I a bad American if I want to see Joel Embiid get one of his shots blocked by Wembanyama? Just one shot.
I mean, when he does put himself out there like that, and his likability or maybe lack thereof in the past.
I'm not a bad person?
I can't say you're a bad guy. For one shot, at least.
I want to see Wembanyama lift up them big-ass arms and just swat something down. And you know Joel Embiid likes to fall all over the ground. I want to see Joel Embiid get his shot blocked by Wembanyama, and then I want to see him rolling around on the floor.
That second part's a guarantee.
It's a guarantee that he's going to roll on the floor.
Oh, yeah. He's a floor mop.
But it's not a guarantee that he's going to get a shot blocked in the process.
So right.
That I'd like to see. Of course, I want to see the USA win. But I want to see Embiid get his shot blocked. And why? Because he says things that you're about to hear in a second. You know, Joel Embiid, he just can't stop there with, you know, dissing the French. He has to, quote unquote, I guess this is a joke. Joel Embiid, he kind of teased that by the time the Olympics are back in the States here in 2028 in Los Angeles, Joel Embiid was like, I might play for Cameroon. Listen to this.
You know, Paris is a great city too. So, and then the next one is in LA. We'll see. I don't know. Maybe it might not be with Team USA. Maybe it might be with Cameroon. So we'll see.
Oh, no. Hickey, that was a joke, right? He was joking. Ha, 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 ha.
I don't know. That seems like, oh, I'll get my gold medal here so I can say I have one, and then maybe I'll go play for my country, because otherwise, if I just play for them, you know, 2, 3, 4 Olympics, I know I'll never, well, not four. He's not going to make it four.
Come on.
He's never going to win one.
Now, my understanding is, if he wants to play for Cameroon, he has to get a waiver from Team USA Basketball and FIBA. They both have to say, okay, yeah, you can go play for another country. He can't say, oh, in 2028 I'll play for Cameroon. And not that his body may even make it to 2028, but it's not like he could wake up in 2032 and go, hey, now I'm going to play for France. It doesn't work that way. You can't do it. And I don't want to call Joel Embiid a turncoat. Is he also a troll? Can he be trolling? Yes. whatever happened to people just showing up and just doing their job? Everybody has to just drop breadcrumbs. Everybody has to be a comedian. Joel Embiid is literally in France getting booed every time he steps out onto the basketball court because the fans in Paris don't respect him for playing a game with them when it came down to citizenship. And this has other wide-reaching elements. I think you don't have to be in America to understand, but man, there are people all over the world looking for a better life, trying to move into another country and whatever means they do it, legal, not illegal, whatever the case might be. And just because this guy is a basketball player, 7 feet one, 7 foot one, can dunk and be an MVP, like he's a citizen? Hickey, for all of that, if I get a degree in science, can I just go to Germany and get German citizens? They're going to tell me, get the hell out, right? They don't care.
They will laugh you right out of the country.
But if I can dunk a basketball and help them win a gold medal, they'll let me in?
And probably pay you to live there and be a citizen.
Me and Dennis Schroeder, right?
I'm just That's right.
Dennis Schroeder, yeah. They have no problem with Dennis Schroeder.
No.
Yeah, it's crazy how country to country, how everybody accepts or doesn't accept the Olympians. A couple of days ago, I told you about the gentleman from the Philippines. He's going back to the Philippines with a gold medal. In the Philippines, the government, they're giving him money, cash money. They're giving him a house. They're giving him a condo. They gave him a new iPhone, iPhone 16. I didn't know iPhone 16 was out. Maybe I'm behind. Hickey, did I miss anything? He got like free food at restaurants. He's getting colonoscopies for free the rest of his life when he turns 45. And that's what else do you need in life, right?
Everything. He is set for the rest of his life. Good for him.
Free colonoscopies. And we got Joel Embiid. Well, I mean, Joel Embiid is in the midst of a $213 million contract. What else does he need, right? Nothing. You need nothing. You know what? Every country is different. How about the gentleman, a Tobogo, who won the 200-meter yesterday for Botswana? This is when you say, Hickey, we're spoiled here in America. We lead the medal count. I don't know how many medals we got, like 200 by now or something like that?
A large number. I don't know. 130 maybe would be my guess. I'll get you an update here in a second.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now. We have 111 medals.
Nice.
We're tied with China for golds with 33. And that's where we're at. We are so spoiled in winning, just winning everything. Botswana won its first gold medal yesterday with Tobogo winning because Noah Lyles is too arrogant and he has COVID. The president of Botswana declared today a half day, an afternoon off, a national holiday to celebrate Tobogo's win in the Olympics. Hickey, I'm assuming it'll take us 18 hours to get to Botswana. Beer is being sold at half price across the country because of Tobogo's win.
That's a guy that's never going to pay for a drink in his life again. Good for him. That's very cool.
They'll probably build a statue of him, right? Yeah, right.
They did that for every medal we won here. I mean, we have no work day. That'd be great.
Forget that. Forget all of that. Let's be realistic here. What do I get when Team USA wins tomorrow? What do I get? Nothing, right? Nothing.
You get Olympic pride for your country.
And the women, Diana Taurasi, she scores 0 points on Sunday, and the U.S. beats France. What do I get?
More pride. You can brag that they will have, we as United States, will have the most gold medals. Take that, China.
No chance that we get a holiday because of our athletic accomplishments globally? Nothing?
I mean, I hope Joe Biden, you know, listens to what Botswana does. I think we absolutely deserve that. We're number one.
The people in Botswana got a half day off and half price beer to celebrate. Here in America, it's business as usual. It's just raining on the East Coast. It's hot everywhere else. And I can't even get a half price beer? The women, the U.S. women won the relay race. What did I get? Nothing. What a country, Hickey. This is.
You're right. What are you doing?
No, for real. You think I'm joking? I'm disappointed.
I'm serious. I'm with you. We should not be working right now. This is a travesty.
The closest, and we already established this, the closest that we'll get is the Super Bowl. If they move it with the extra game and they move it to President's Weekend, President's Day, and then I realize that we have to work the day after anyway. I'm starting to feel taken advantage of. I am.
I think you should rework your contract.
So what? The day after Super Bowl, I don't work?
Or get paid more money.
No.
You know, to have their appreciation shown.
No. I need to not work the day after the Super Bowl.
You would rather get the day off than make more money?
I can go find money somewhere, okay?
Oh, you know where you find it.
Yeah, rob a bank.
Okay.
There's a bank right downstairs from where you're at right now. Go rob it.
Well, I can't do that now. I mean,
when we get off.
I'm a primary suspect.
What?
You just admitted on the air, hey, go rob a bank. If it happens, all of a sudden, what are the cops going to do? I was listening to the radio a half hour ago. These idiots said, right. Go rob a bank. I wonder who robbed the bank.
Well, anyway, let's forget that part of it. No, I need the day off after the Super Bowl. And I need half-price beer. No, I need free beer. Olympic. Every 4 years is not bad. For every gold medal, Hickey, I'm going to put that in my contract. For every gold medal, I need a free beer. Yep. I'm going to have that set up for the Olympics in 2028. And so at this pace right now, the U.S. has 33 golds. I could do with, what do you think? By the time the weekend is up, what, like 40 gold medals probably? Something like that, maybe?
I was going to say at least 36, right?
35,
so you get a nice little 36 pack.
The men will win basketball, 35. And the women will win
36.
I don't. What else is going on between now and Sunday? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. Oh, the men breakdancing. Maybe an American man will win 37.
Okay.
Right? I could have me 37 beers. I'd give you some. I'd give you a beer.
Let's go. It's why hasn't this happened?
Because we're not in Botswana.
That's maybe we should do the show remote now.
Hey Manny Rodriguez, you want a beer?
Yes, please.
How many?
All of them.
Okay, you too excited.
Selfish
now,
over here. Jeez. Don't worry, Jared and I aren't thirsty.
I know, right? Listen, we'll get there. We'll make sure that you get some beer in 2028. Okay, Manny.
4 years.
Yeah, in Botswana, they got a half day off because the gentleman, Tobogo, won the gold medal. And they got half day off, and they got half price beer all across the country because of the president said so.
Oh, the president said so?
Yep.
Oh, man. I mean, we're far behind on what's going on. Wow.
That's what I'm saying.
Half price beer the entire for how long?
I don't know. Today, I guess.
Oh, man. That's cool. At bars, at just groceries, or just everywhere?
I don't think they're giving out beer at City Hall. I guess maybe there's subsidies. I don't know.
Ooh, that'd be nice if they gave it out at
City Hall, too. You move to Botswana, and you let me know, okay?
Oh, all right. Sounds good.
All right. Well, you know anything about Botswana?
African country?
It certainly is, yes.
Yeah, that's pretty much all that I got.
Just north of South Africa. How about that?
Oh, okay. You got a capital for me?
No, I don't.
That's unfortunate.
I don't. I know the capital is south in Botswana. That much I do know. It's kind of on the border of that in South Africa. Yeah, let me know. You go to Botswana, bring back some beer, and then we could chat.
You think they have Corona in Botswana?
That's probably not. Come on, man. No. You think so? You think they have a Corona in Botswana?
That'd be nice. You think Corona travels to Africa?
I don't know. Africa is one of the few places I have not been, and I certainly have not been to Botswana. I'm going to assume, just like a lot of places, like even, you know, craft beer is a big thing all over the country now. It's exploded over the past 10 years. Like, you can't go anywhere without a brewery just popping up, right?
That's right.
So I will assume that in Botswana, like a lot of other places, like when I go to India, ain't been in a minute, like that. You ever had a Kingfisher beer?
I have not, no.
You ever heard of it?
No, negative.
No, I know about it because I drink. It's like an IPA. I drink it when I go to India.
I don't know if I want IPAs, though.
Hickey, what's this? This guy's just real choosy, huh?
This guy comes in
here. I am when it comes to beer, yeah.
Takes all our beer, then is picky about the beer that he's drinking. That's also now wants it to be free. I mean, doesn't it?
But and then had the nerve to bring up a Corona. What?
Give a mouse a cookie. My goodness.
I'm telling you about Kingfisher. You telling me about Corona. What do you want, a Modelo next?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Okay, all right.
Next time JR's in the city, I hear beer on him. You hear that, Ryan?
Well, not beer on me. I know where to get beer for free. You don't got to worry about it.
Oh.
You don't worry about it. You need to go to Canada. That's close. Go to Montreal and have a beer, okay?
That's a troop. I'd rather just go to the
Botswana.
Either Botswana. I mean, if Botswana got them at half price, I might as well.
Oh, yeah, it'll take you a day and a half to get there. Okay. Anyway,
that's not off.
I think Montreal is closer. you look it up on a map and you tell me. I think I have it.
JR.
Okay. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm gonna try to figure out where to get a Manny Rodriguez, a authentic Botswanan beer.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Did I hear you're shopping for a car? Because I've been at it for ages. Ugh, such a time suck, right?
Not really. I bought it on Carvana. Super convenient.
Oh, then comes all the financing, research. Am I right?
Well, you can, but I got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, but then all the number crunching and terms, right?
Nope. I saw real numbers as I shopped, found my dream car, and got it in a couple of days.
Wait, like you already have it?
Yep.
Oh.
Go to Carvana.com to finance your car the convenient way.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4227. The phone number is 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, besides talking about beer and trying to figure out how come the Americans, us as Americans, hello, people in Canada, but us here in America, why don't we get anything when we win? When our Olympians win? I guess we win too damn much. And I know Manny Rodriguez, our news guy, is out scouring the news right now, so he's not here with us this moment. Hickey, I found out some Botswanan beers. I think they're Botswanan beers.
Ooh, let's hear them.
Kingfisher, the same damn beer I told him about that I can get in India.
Okay.
Carling Black Label. Delta Lager. They have an Amstel out there, I guess, right?
Wow.
Amstel. Castle Lager. And then he can also have himself an Old Bull Stout.
Interesting. So no Bud Lights, huh? Interesting.
Apparently, the top beer from Botswana is a St. Louis Lager. Now, who's St. Louis? I don't know. But whatever. I don't know. I'm not in Botswana. I got no plans on going. So congratulations to all the wonderful people of Botswana who have a half-price beer today or yesterday. Because I assume the time in Botswana, Hickey, it got to be like in the morning time, something like that, right?
Yeah, they're probably what? Would you say close to 12 hours ahead?
Oh, 12? Ooh, I don't know about that. Maybe 6, 7, 8. Botswana time. Yeah, it's 1:47 in the morning.
Oh, okay. So maybe just winding down from celebrating all the half-price beer and half day.
Nah, man. If I was in Botswana, I'd probably be on my last beer right now, okay?
Wow, okay. You could be a dirty stay out.
1:45 in the morning, yeah.
Last call, ring the bell.
Yeah. I don't know. Botswana, they may, for him, the guy Tobogo, they maybe extended last call is at 4. I don't know. Maybe. You know, you got to get people in bed, but people... Hickey, you can't be out. Could you imagine how society would change? Imagine if last call, forget other countries. Could you imagine if last call was universally at like 4 a.m.? What would that do? Would that A, boost the economy, or would it B, tear down society?
Or C, both.
Both. Right, right.
The economy would definitely be boosted. That is for sure.
Man, it's probably a good thing that ain't no last call at 4 a.m. Probably not, man. There'd be too many drunks. There's enough drunks outside, right?
The one thing I will say, just going back to Tobogo really fast here, do you think, is he still in Paris, you think? Or is he back home?
Oh, come on, man.
So it kind of sucked to be not in your home country as they're celebrating you by drinking half-price beer and having a half day. I would want to be there for that.
Do you, come whenever he, I don't know. I mean, is he done racing? I don't know. That's a good question. Let's see. Okay. I don't see nothing. I don't know, man. He could still. Well, look, either way, when he gets back, he's going to be treated like a king anyway, right?
No, he is. But, like, it would be, like, that'd be very cool to go back to home country and, oh, everyone has a half day. Why? Because of you. And the beer is half price because of you. That, I mean, winning a gold medal is once in a lifetime. That is also once in a lifetime.
Yeah, but imagine when his plane touches down and when he gets back, he's going to get a hero's, regardless of whether he's still in Paris or whether he's back. And I think if he was back, I think we know. So I think he's probably still in Paris. But man, when he gets back, they're going to have another celebration for him. I don't think he cares.
That's true. You're right.
He's probably going to be tired. Did you see the woman from, I don't want to start naming countries. The Asian woman who did the shooting? I think she's Chinese, I think.
I did not see what happened.
Come on, don't laugh. You're going to get me in trouble.
I'm not laughing. I didn't know. I did not see what happened to one of the Olympic athletes. That was.
But you know about the man who went viral from Turkey, right? The man who had the shooting pose.
Oh, yes. He didn't. The pistol up shooting.
He didn't put on any protective eyewear, nothing for his ears. He's just like, listen, man, I just shoot guns. Like,
they woke him up, rolled him out of there, and said, fire this target.
And he was the best. Well, there was a woman, she was the opposite of him, from one of the Asian countries, and she had all the stuff on, and she also won gold. And when she went back home, they had a press conference for her because, you know, not every athlete's sticking around, as you said. Some of them have left. She passed out at the press conference, man.
What?
Yeah, she passed out. They blamed exhaustion. Mm-hmm.
I do know who you're talking about because I have seen the meme on the other side. She exhausted.
I mean, that's what they said. They said it was exhaustion.
Calling it. Well, she's exhaustion from what?
South Korea. Man, from going to the Olympics and being bandied about.
Celebrating the gold medal, maybe?
You think she adds issues? Her name is Kim Yeji. She collapsed at the press conference. South Korean pistol shooter Kim Yeji went viral for her custom shooting glasses, was hospitalized after accumulated fatigue, officials indicated. She was admitted into the hospital in the south of the country for tests. Yep, she collapsed at a press conference. Yeah. You could just be, you imagine she's on like a whirlwind of a week, right? And why wouldn't she be tired?
I agree. I'm just more saying, like, you know, you hear stories about Olympic Village, how crazy it is. No disrespect to her, you know, her profession of shooting, right. Not taking it any way, but it's not exactly the most physically taxing sport.
Oh.
So you're more trying to say, what is she exhausted from? The whirlwind. For sure. Maybe a possibility.
At least she didn't get arrested for buying coke from a 17-year-old like that other guy.
That is very true. She has that on her plate.
Yeah. And she won, what did she do? Won silver in the 10-meter air pistol event on July 28th. It is August 9th. She was sitting down speaking to reporters when she collapsed. The country she represented for 7 years, she regained consciousness, was taken to a hospital. They tended to her. She believed to have passed out due to stress and exhaustion. Okay. Now, listen, man, stress will knock you the hell out. Plus throw in some exhaustion. Oh, yeah, it'll knock you the hell out. Hey, good luck to Kim Yeji. Congratulations to the people of Botswana for getting your free beer. And you know what? Congratulations to the hip hop community. I mean, they had breakdancing in the Olympics. And I think this is it for breakdancing in the Olympics. I don't think it's going to be back in Los Angeles in 2028. I can't believe it. The Olympics are coming to a close. This is it. Soak it up. Because the next time you see some Olympics, at least for the summer, it's going to be 2028. And the Olympics are going to be very different in Los Angeles. And it has nothing to do with Joel Embiid trying to suit up for Cameroon. I'll explain. Yeah, let's talk more Olympics on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
Christy Pierce Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, three-time gold medalist, and two-time World Cup champion. I'm mom to two teenage girls and a dog mom, too. All four of them need lots of stuff, and we always need it fast. And that's why we use Amazon Prime. When our favorite leash broke, I went right to Prime, and with one click, I ordered it again. Not to mention all the great streaming shows I watch with family. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Okay, you can do this.
I know. Carvana makes it so convenient to sell your car. It's just hard to let go. My car and I have been through so much together.
But look, you already have a great offer from Carvana. That was fast.
Well, I know my license plate and VIN by heart, and those questions were easy.
You're almost there. Now to just accept the offer and schedule a pickup or drop-off.
How'd you do it? How are you so strong in letting go of your car?
Well, I already made up my mind, and Carvana's so easy.
Yeah, true. And sold.
Go to Carvana.com to sell your car the convenient way.